when the book cafe was closed, it was actually a big blow to so many artists, not only in Harare, but around the town, because it's the only place where artists would come and explore and showcase their talent, where the book cafe would provide the PA system, the advertising, the marketing, the engineers. What you bring was only your band, and they would teach you everything to make you an artist, an opportunity where you would come to a show and people would pay by the gate, and the human that will support you after he has not put anything into it. So many artists had a big blow because so many artists had been discovered and performing at Book Cafe year-round. But after it was closed, it was a big blow even for me as well, because I was discovered as well through the Book Cafe, through the open mic. And my whole band, I founded the Book Cafe where you used to meet all the artists. But now that it's closed, it's a very big blow. But now they're coming back to come up with pop-up shows. It's an advantage and a good thing, but not enough. We wish they would open a place called the Book Cafe. But these pop-up shows will also help us. Book Cafe is the only promoter, I would call a promoter in Zimbabwe, who takes care of our artists 100%.
Tell us your story. What role did the Book Cafe play in your own personal life?
I was an artist. I grew up in Bulawayo, and I moved to Masingo. But when I heard about the Book Cafe, I used to travel from Masingo every Sunday to attend open mic every Monday. And that's where I met the band. So the Book Cafe gave me the opportunity to showcase my talent.